What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. A chilly day, but as you heard Phil say, things are going to warm up soon. And when was the last time that we had a 75 degree Halloween? I mean, we are looking at a day where normally you just hope your mom and dad don't make you wear a jacket with your costume, and now your costume itself might be too warm. So it should be a nice day for getting out there and trick-or-treating. Although, Halloween has changed so much that in some areas, trick-or-treating isn't even a thing anymore. I remember the last time that I was home on Halloween, I got barely any trick-or-treaters. And this was, you know, after I'd spent years building up my yard and having, because I only would put it out on Halloween afternoon. I didn't do it ahead of time because a couple of things. I wasn't home enough to keep an eye on it. I was working pretty much every night for the Standard Times or then working here. So I wasn't able to be home and keep an eye on things and turn everything on and make sure everything was inflating correctly. And I didn't want to leave that on everybody else. So I stopped doing it. And as the kids in the neighborhood, which were all kind of the same age, grew up, there wasn't so much of a trick-or-treater rush anymore. So I think the last time I was home to hand out candy, I had the same amount I'd had the year before. But I only went through less than half. And then got left a lot of candy left over. So I don't know what it's like in other people's neighborhoods. I know trunk or treats have become more popular. I know that parents have also been taking kids to neighborhoods that are better for trick-or-treating if their own neighborhood isn't conducive to it, whether it be not enough people participate or, you know, safety on the roads or whatever it may be. But I guess the days of going out around your own neighborhood and seeing your own neighbors are still out there. People are still doing it. It's just not as prominent as it once was. Or then there's other neighborhoods and other communities where they've said, you know what, we're not going to do it on a weeknight. We'll hold Halloween on the Saturday before or after, which I think is weird. Not a fan of that. Halloween is October 31st. So I think you've got people finding ways to make it work in spite of some of the challenges where they may live. But on the actual day itself, it's still nice to have some nice weather. I'll be bowling, so it doesn't matter to me either way. And we get the, you know, everybody gets the HR email that encourages people to come in costume, and some radio stations at our company, everybody will get together in a themed costume and all that stuff. And we don't really do that here. We've got too many people in and out of the building all day long, going different places and doing different jobs. And so we don't have everybody in here all at the same time. And in fact, I doubt anybody's going to wear a costume on Halloween. I'm certainly not. I'll probably come in with like a Halloween t-shirt. I've got a lot of those. But that'll be the extent of my dressing up, I think. But how are you going to celebrate it? 508-996-0500. How are you going to observe it? How are you going to hand out candy? When do people come to your house? I'd just be interested in knowing. Also, heard on America in the Morning, before the program started here, they were talking about the most famous line in movie history being Arnold Schwarzenegger's, "I'll be back." And that's it's a line that's, it's a line that is expected now in an Arnold movie, although I don't think they do it anymore. But for a while there, especially in the 90s, they had to work it into every one of his movies. So maybe that makes it the most famous line in movie history. I don't know. But I put up on the WBSM Facebook page asking people, what is the most famous line in movie history? If you had asked people, you know, 20 years ago, maybe they would have said, you know, I don't know, "Luke, I am your father." If you had asked people 40 years ago, maybe they would have said, "Make him an offer he can't refuse." And if you would ask people, you know, 20 years before that, maybe they would have said, "There's no place like home," or, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." Going back to The Wizard of Oz or Gone with the Wind. Or, "Here's looking at you, kid," going back to Casablanca. I think the famous movie line changes depending on the generation. If you ask, you know, a majority of people under the age of 40 today to name a line from Casablanca or Gone with the Wind, they're going to have no idea what you're talking about. But the generation before them, and certainly the generation before that, they saw this film on television all the time, and so they became intimately familiar with it. And obviously things change over time. But I would not want to be the person compiling a list of, say, the 100 greatest lines in movie history. Because it is such a subjective list, and there are so many contenders for that. There's so many lines that you can just say and people instantly know what movie you're talking about. My brother and I are people who constantly quote movie lines at each other. And we're constantly, like, it becomes just our shorthand of conversation. Drives other people crazy. But there are so many lines that you can say that somebody instantly knows what movie you're talking about. Like if I say, "I hate snakes," you know that I'm talking about Indiana Jones. And you can go to, like, some of the expected lines, like, "Life is like a box of chocolates," and people know you're talking about Forrest Gump. But then you could also say, you know, "I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is." You know, everybody can quote a line from Ghostbusters. We came, we saw, we kicked its, you know, just for one example. But, you know, I like some of the lesser repeated lines, like, nobody steps on a church in my town. So I think that there's a lot of contenders, but it is still subjective. But I put the question up there in case anybody wants to. It might be a fun little discussion to have. And certainly, you know what? Call in and tell me what you think is the most famous line in movie history, or the one that will always stand out to you. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So I didn't watch the meeting last night, but I got sent a clip from Chris McCarthy, who I'm sure will be talking more about this in depth when his program is on at 9 a.m. South Coast Now. But he sent me a video clip, and it's also posted in some of the Fairhaven Town groups, that last night at the Fairhaven Select Board meeting, Chair Stacia Powers announced that Town Administrator Angie Lopes Ellison was no longer the Town Administrator. She said, Ms. Ellison and the Select Board have negotiated the terms of a mutually acceptable separation. The Select Board thanks Ms. Ellison for her dedicated service and contributions to the town of Fairhaven. Ms. Ellison extends her thanks to the Select Board and the citizens of Fairhaven for the opportunity to serve the town. Now, we know that her tenure was not without controversy. There are people who felt that she just was inept at the job. There were also people who felt that she took liberties with the job, such as naming a police chief, picking a police chief on her own. And as I said, Chris will discuss this more in depth, but I don't think this is a surprise to anybody, considering how much the relationship had deteriorated between a lot of the vocal citizens of town and the now former town administrator. And that's a very important job. You don't just have somebody leave and have a vacancy in that position unless it gets to a pretty dire circumstance. So now Fairhaven is in the market for a new town administrator. Dust off your resumes, those of you who would be qualified. So we can talk about that as well. I also have a couple of articles up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. One is, we had the sentencing yesterday of the owner of Stash's Pizza, which used to have a location in Onset. That one closed up, and so did a few others, but there's still some around, especially around the Boston area. And the owner of that chain is now going to prison for more than 8 years after he was convicted this past summer, of forced labor violations. So Stavros Steve Papantoniadis was sentenced to 102 months in prison, 1 year of supervised release, in order to pay a $35,000 fine. And this comes after he was convicted in June was convicted in June in three counts of forced labor and three counts of attempted forced labor. So at his Stash's Pizza locations, which included pizzerias in Dorchester and Roslindale, and previously had locations in Norwood, Norwell, Randolph, which was known as Boston Pizza Company, Weymouth, which was known as Pacini's Italian Eatery, and, of course, the one at Onset. And what he would do is he would bring in foreign nationals, according to U.S. Attorney, Acting U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy, who lacked authorization to work in the United States and then turned their lack of immigration status against them, threatening them with deportation and violence to keep them under his control. It was five men and one woman, and he forced them through physical abuse, threats of violence and serious harm, and repeated threats to report the victims to immigration authorities for deportation. He had them working as much as 14 hours a day for as many as 7 days a week. He also choked one of the employees upon learning that the victim planned to quit, causing the victim to flee the shop. And then other employees who threatened to quit were told that Papantoniadis would kill them or call immigration authorities. And he threatened another by telling him he knew where he lived. He also chased another employee down Route 1 in Norwood and falsely reported the victim to local police to try to pressure the victim into returning to work at the shop. So this guy is just a bad guy. He is just the ultimate bad boss. Well, I mean, imagine, you know, obviously, I'm sure most of you listening aren't concerned about your immigration status, but just imagine what it would be like going to work every day and having a boss that threatened you over something, you know. Imagine having a boss that physically assaulted you. And not like you and your boss got into a fight and, you know, you went out back and settled it and then moved on. I'm talking like physical abuse, like would beat on you and choke you. Who does that? What adult does that to another adult in a workplace environment? You're not doing what I want you to do, so I'm gonna choke you. It just seems insane to me. And now he will spend over eight years in jail as a result of his actions. So interested in getting your take, and I can take your bad boss stories, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Just don't name any names. Don't say where it was that you worked. Don't say who the person was. We don't want to get anybody in legal trouble here, but I mean, did I ever get into a physical fight with a boss? No, but I almost got into physical fights with other employees. That was the nature of working in the food industry, is you didn't have people that were great at conflict resolution and tensions were high. I did tell one supervisor once that it would be better if he never saw me outside of work. He was just a scummy person. Like, just gross. He would just make lewd comments about all the women customers. And he would say things to me that I think he was trying to be funny, but they were so mean-spirited. And like, I wasn't angry about it. I was just, this guy is sad. This guy is pathetic. And one day he said to me, he says, you know, maybe we should hang out sometime outside of work. And I looked at him and I said, I think if we ever saw each other outside of work, that would go very badly for you. And I didn't make any threats. I didn't tell him I was going to, you know, beat him up or anything. I mean, he was an older guy. He was twice my size, but he was an older guy. I don't know. Probably could have if I had to. But I'm not going to get into a physical fight with another adult. But I just wanted them to know in a calm and rational way that, you know, I don't like you. And I don't like the way that you act. And I think he thought I was kidding. But anyway. But when I worked at, you know, the diner and I worked for Biff Goyette, who was a character, everybody, you know, I can't tell you how many times we would get into an argument and say, all right, that's it. Let's go out back. And here I am, you know, 20 years old, and here he is, you know, 60 years old. And if we got into a fight, he probably would have destroyed me. He was the strong guy. But, you know, that was just, we were similar personalities, and we would just yell at each other, and we would drop what we were doing and go back there, and then we'd look at each other. Oh, I'm not going to beat you up. You're an old man. Well, I'm not going to beat you up because you'll go cry and get me arrested. And, you know, we'd talk ourselves out of it, and then 10 minutes later be laughing about it. But if he had ever put his hands on me, if he had ever, like, choked me or threatened me, first of all, I would have been shocked because, like, if he had ever actually meant any of the things that he said, I would have been surprised. But that would have been the end of that, because I just would have gone into a rage. But these folks were afraid because of their immigration status, and he held all the power over them. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
I kiss you there, and then once again.
And welcome back in. You don't have to dance with me. You can stay right where you are. I'm not getting up out of my seat either. But right now it is time to turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom, who's going to give us an update on all the big top stories of the day. Take it away, Phil.
Election day now 1 week away. Millions have already voted. Eyes on the next storm brewing in the Caribbean. And a Daily Show extension for Jon Stewart.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
It's now 1 week to Election Day, with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump giving their closing arguments. Former President Trump spoke to a group of faith leaders as he campaigned in the battleground state of Georgia on Monday.
We were a really, people would say, a Christian and really religious, even other faiths country. And that seems to be heading in the wrong direction.
Trump went on to say the nation needs religion because it's like the glue that holds it together. Vice President Harris was in Michigan, making three stops in that battleground state. Both vice presidential nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz were in Wisconsin. Early voting is taking place across many states, with heavy turnout in many places. So far, some 42 million people across the country have already cast their ballots. Officials have reported record-breaking early voting turnout in several swing states, including Georgia and North Carolina. Actor Jay Johnston is being sentenced to 1 year in prison related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Lisa Taylor with more.
He pleaded guilty to interfering with law enforcement during civil disorder in July. On the day of the riot, Johnston used a stolen police riot shield to form a wall and a tunnel against police officers and was part of pinning an officer against a doorframe. Johnston is known for his roles in Bob's Burgers and Arrested Development. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Forecasters are tracking what could become the next tropical depression or storm. Brian Shook reports.
The National Hurricane Center in Miami says the system could develop from a broad area of low pressure that's likely to form over the Caribbean in a few days. It's being given a 40% chance of developing late this week or this weekend. While the system poses no threat to the continental U.S. within the next week, forecasters say interests in the Caribbean Sea should monitor its progress. I'm Brian Shook.
Iran says it will use all the tools at its disposal to respond to Israeli attacks on military targets in the country over the weekend. Israel carried out airstrikes on a number of missile factories and other sites in Iran, retaliation for an October 1st missile attack on the Jewish state, itself retaliation for Israeli assassinations in Tehran and Beirut. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman said there would be a response. Subway is being accused of grossly misleading customers over the amount of meat that's in their sandwiches. A proposed class action lawsuit says advertisements for the fast food chain show steak and cheese sandwiches containing 200% more meat than what customers actually receive. The lawsuit was filed Monday in Brooklyn federal court. And Jon Stewart will stay behind the Daily Show desk through next year. He's agreed to extend his current deal until December of 2025. Stewart returned to the Daily Show earlier this year to host shows on Mondays leading up to November's election. He left the show in 2015 after hosting since 1999. The Daily Show has been without a permanent host since Trevor Noah departed in 2022.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins back at TD Garden tonight to welcome the Philadelphia Flyers to Boston. Celtics heading to Indiana to play the Pacers on Wednesday. Patriots heading to Tennessee to play the Titans on Sunday. And tonight, Game 4 of the MLB World Series, Dodgers and Yankees at 8 o'clock.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It's going to be a cloudy day here on the South Coast, but warmer only slightly, with a chance of showers overnight. Wednesday clearing to some sunshine and warmer, reaching the 70s in some places. Halloween looks to be the winner of the week with highs near 80, but we're looking for a cold front to bring showers and cooler temperatures back to the South Coast in time for the weekend. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. That, of course, is the Rolling Stones from Voodoo Lounge. Love is strong. 508-996-0500. So just to, you know, get our minds off of all things politics, I threw out the question this morning based on something I heard on America in the Morning prior to coming on the air. What is the most famous line in movie history? We're already getting some responses. Participation Trophy Wife says, we were talking about Ghostbusters and famous lines from that. She says, there is no Dana, only Zool. And I think that's a pretty famous line. On the Facebook page, we have Jeff saying, bada big boom, Lilu the Fifth Element. I haven't, you know, believe it or not, I've never seen that movie. All the years that it's been out, I've never seen it. Kyle says, we're going to need a bigger boat. Tommy, leave the gun, take the cannoli. I mean, there's a lot of lines in The Godfather, but that one's pretty up there. Do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do you? That's from Ray. And there's, I think, go ahead, make my day is probably a more famous line attributed to Dirty Harry, but he didn't say that in the original movie. In fact, what was the movie that he said that? Was it Sudden Impact? I used to know all the Dirty Harry movies like the back of my hand when my grandfather used to watch them all the time, but I haven't seen one in probably 30 years. But Make My Day didn't come about in the first one. That was, you know, Do You Feel Lucky, Do You Punk? That was in the first one. This is the 357 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. Blow your head clean off. Kathy says, say hello to my little friend, which, you know, of course comes from Scarface, but has somehow made it into every movie afterwards. Norm says, I'll be back. Kevin, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Jeff says, it's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. I've never watched the Lord of the Rings movies. I've started watching the Lord of the Rings multiple times, the first one, and every time I fall asleep. So I've never gone back and tried to watch them. I don't think it's the movie's fault. I think it's my fault, but still. And Frank says, Bond, James Bond. So those are some of the responses that we've gotten so far. Still, we'll take your answers throughout the course of the program. Looks like we got a few more. Hold on, I just updated it. We have another vote for say hello to my little friend. And Jeff points out Darth Vader's actual line was, no, I am your father. Yeah, that's the whole, they put that under the, what do they call that? The Mandela effect, that people think that he said, Luke, I am your father. But nope, it's actually, no, I am your father. But the line has morphed over time. Just like, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, has morphed into, frankly, Scarlet, I don't give a damn. People misremember. And one of my favorite lines from any movie kind of applies to that situation, which comes from The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. When the legend becomes fact, you print the legend. And unfortunately, too many times the wrong line becomes the things that people repeat. And I guess, you know, it's just people mishearing things, but or misremembering things, but then they get so adamant about, no, I know it. It's that's what it is. And then they go back and see the clip and they're like, oh, no, you're right. I guess I was wrong. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Ted.
How you doing?
Gilly Safiolis.
What's on your mind?
Franklin, my dear, I don't give a damn. Gone with the wind.
You think that's the most famous line ever?
I think so.
I mean, it was certainly kind of the first big line that people remembered from movies, for sure, that made it into the public consciousness.
Listen, everybody that's going to call in, they're going to think their answer is the most in the movies. And
right, it is very subjective, yes. But what's your favorite movie of all time, Gilly?
Excuse me?
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Ooh, I don't have any, I don't think. I really don't have any.
Well, okay, fair enough.
But that line there, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, going with the wind. You know, it doesn't mean I'm right or anybody else is wrong. But like I always tell you, I'm never wrong.
So. All right.
And that plaque in your office proves it.
That is true. You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. 508-996-0500. And it is a very subjective thing because, you know, what movies and what lines from movies resonate with you are going to be different. You know, and I'm not looking for you to give me an answer based on what you know, don't go online and Google, you know, top 100 movie quotes and tell me what the number one is. No, I want to know what you think. What's the line that's always going to stand out to you? I mean, there's lines from Pee-wee's Big Adventure I quote on a daily basis. And it's not all the obvious ones either. It's not, you know, I'm a loner, Dottie, I'm a rebel. It's not, I know you are, but what am I? It's usually, is this something you can share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry? I don't know. I'm just somebody that pulls movie quotes out as something to say to people. And if people get the reference, great. If they don't, that's fine, too. They just think I'm a weirdo. A couple of weeks ago, I was at a paranormal event, and we were leaving kind of the area we were all meeting up, and we were walking down the street from there to the haunted location we were going to be investigating, and I tried to gather everybody up, and I said, all right, Ramblers, let's get rambling. And a guy said to me, he goes, where is that from? I know that that's from something, but I can't think of where it is. What's it from? And I was like, well, I could tell you, but I'd rather you think about it and figure it out. And finally, at the end of the night, he came up to me and he goes, I thought about it all night. I still can't figure it out. You're going to have to just tell me. But that line comes from the movie From Dusk Till Dawn, which was the first movie that I saw on back-to-back days in a movie theater. I went one day with some friends and then the next day with the other friends. Still didn't see it as many times as I saw Pulp Fiction. I saw that 6 times in the theater with various different groups of friends. But yeah, there's a lot of lines in Tarantino films that can be used in everyday life. I don't know if any of them would ever make it to the greatest movie line of all time. I think the contender would have to be, you know, a Royale with cheese, just because most of the other lines not everybody could say, certainly can't say on the radio. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. You can also comment on this question on the WBSM Facebook page, and we'll keep checking that throughout the course of the morning. Again, just a little fun something to get our minds off of everything else that's going on in the world, which we can also talk about. But we've got the election 1 week from today, which is important, not just on the national level, but also the local races too. So yes, we can still discuss that if you like, but you know, we've got to have a little something to kind of temper that with. And I think movie quotes is a good way to do it. Halloween stories, trick-or-treating stories. And we'll get into more of that too as we get closer to Thursday. What candy did you always want to give out? See, as a kid, as much as I loved peanut butter cups as a kid, I was always a fan of the variety that you would get in your Halloween bucket or bag or whatever. Kids, let me tell you a little trick. Coming from a former fat kid that wanted all the candy I could get. I mean, I guess I'm still fat, but not as fat. But I learned this trick from my parents. You bring a pillowcase, but then you also bring like your pumpkin bucket or your bag. I don't think kids use the pumpkin buckets anymore, but you would bring that and you'd knock on somebody's door and you'd say trick or treat, and they would look and they'd see that your bucket was empty and think they're your first house, and they're like, oh, here. And they give you a little extra to help fill up your bucket. And then you go back and you dump it into the pillowcase. And then you go to the next house, and then they think they're the first one. I know it's kind of scummy, but I love the variety you would get. Candy that you would never try before. Candy you would never buy. That's how I discovered that I love Starburst, was through getting it in trick-or-treat buckets. That's how I discovered that I love Dots, those little jelly-type candies there, Dots. I love those. Swedish Fish, love them. And so those are things that I got mostly through trick-or-treat bags. But when it came time to buy candy for my house, we bought the things that we liked in the hopes that we had leftovers. Peanut butter cups, Three Musketeers, Milky Way. And for a while, because kids would not come up to my door because they were too freaked out by the yard, we had to offer full-size candy bars. We would go to like BJ's and get the full-size candy bars. Couldn't do that now. It's way too expensive. But for the amount of kids that we had in the neighborhood, it worked out fine. And I'd actually have to stand out there and be like, hey, you're going to get a full-size Milky Way. We got Charleston Chews, because those are another one that I love. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Such a Welcome back in. You know, there's a great line from the movie Michael Jackson's Moonwalker that, you know, nobody's really remembers but me, but Mr. Big, played by Joe Pesci. You want to know why I'm doing this? I just want to get everybody high, man. You know, some good drugs. That's all. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Tim, I'm sorry for calling back.
It's okay.
Well, you know, right after you hung up, you started talking about how to get more candy when you're a little kid, when you go out, pillowcase and a basket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hope you can take this as a fun thing. Now we know why you are a fat little kid.
I certainly had more than my share of Halloween candy, for sure. But I made it last. I would have Halloween candy that would last me until, like, Easter.
No, I just gave because you said how this world has really got a lot of things. Let's have some laughs. And you brought that up, and you put a little twick in my elbow here. So, but that's why when you said it, I had to call back.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
You too.
And, that's the thing. Like, even though I wasn't really a fat kid. That came later. That was, like, high school that I gained all that weight. But as a kid and even as an adult, I don't really love candy. I can only eat a little bit of it at a time, so whatever I got on Halloween would last me a long time. And there were literally times that my mother would tell me, all right, you just got Easter candy. You can throw away that Halloween candy now. It's old. And I don't know if that's true. I don't know that we had to throw it away. It was probably still fine. But I can't eat a lot of candy. It depends. You know, I'll kill a bag of Swedish fish in just a couple of days. So I got to be careful how much of that I eat. But like chocolate, I can only eat a little bit of chocolate at a time. We're getting some more movie quotes sent in on the WBSM Facebook page. I also got a message from Carol Ann who says, I might be a little biased, but run to the light, Carol Ann. There's a lot of great lines in Poltergeist that I love. And in fact, I was reciting some of those to Oliver Robbins when I met him at TerrorCon, which I'm sure he's sick of hearing. Chris McCarthy chimes in. Also, another vote for leave the gun, take the cannoli. Mary says, do we just become best friends? From Step Brothers. And you really can't have that line without saying, yep. We also have Matt, who said, you can't handle the truth, from A Few Good Men. Brian says, Mr. Anderson, from the Matrix films. And Kenneth says, can you skin a Grizz Pilgrim, which was said by Will Gear and Jeremiah Johnson. So those are some of the lines we have that people have shared so far on the Facebook page. And we have room for you to put some in as well, or you can send them via app chat, or you can send them to me, or you can call in with them. 508-996-0500. But got to take my final break for the hour. We'll be back in a few.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.